This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 45 for Wednesday, September 4th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning as traders continue to react to a mounting trade dispute with China. Canola down $9 to nearly $14, November down $13.20 at $577.70 per ton. China announced yesterday it would initiate an anti-dumping investigation into Canadian canola imports, a move largely seen as retaliation to Canada's recent announcement it would impose tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum. The losses are more subdued today, with trade flow not yet disrupted. One analyst expects nearby Chinese export demand may pick up ahead of any possible tariffs. The Chicago soy complex is mostly higher in early activity, and that's also providing some support for canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans underpinned by declining crop ratings and dryness concerns in parts of the U.S., ideas that any disruptions in Chinese demand for Canadian canola could cause China to buy more of other oilseeds, such as U.S. soybeans, were also supportive. November beans up 3 cents at 10.15 per bushel. Weekly U.S. condition ratings dipped for soybeans, with the crop losing 2 points in the good to excellent category, now at 65%. Corn futures, underpinned by chart-based buying, recovering from earlier losses as yesterday's move above some key moving averages remained supportive. December corn up a penny at 4.10 per bushel. U.S. corn condition ratings held steady at 65% good to excellent, but harvest delays in some areas were supportive for prices. Wheat futures higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 3 cents in December at 6.11 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in the December contract at 5.81 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 2 cents in December at 5.69 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat harvest was 70% complete as of this past Sunday. That's in line with the average for this time of year. Meanwhile, winter wheat seeding is just getting underway in the country at 2% complete. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.